The rail corridor that connects Boston to New York to Washington, D.C. serves millions of Americans and is a crucial driver of the U.S. economy. But there's a 10-mile stretch of it linking Newark, New Jersey to New York City, traversing beneath the Hudson River, which is slowly falling apart. In October, we reported on the Gateway Project, a proposed $30 billion infrastructure project that would provide a major upgrade. This week, the long-delayed project reached a major milestone, and its proponents are beginning to see light at the end of the tunnel.
Before the pandemic, about 200,000 people every day rode through the tunnel under the Hudson River between New York and New Jersey, but almost none of them got this view. I'm in the rear of an Amtrak train to see how a tunnel built in 1910, 111 years ago, is holding up. My guide is Craig Schultz from Amtrak.
Are we still seeing some of the damage from Superstorm Sandy on the ceilings and the sides?
Millions of gallons of salt water inundated the tubes. The salts and chlorides really left behind by that salt water have infiltrated the concrete and are essentially eating away at the infrastructure from the inside out. And so what we have to do basically is essentially gut the tunnel, right, down to the concrete liner and essentially rebuild it from the inside out.
On Thursday, the Federal Transportation Administration upgraded the tunnel project to, quote, medium high, meaning it would now be eligible to receive federal grants. Under the Trump administration, the project had been deemed less of a priority, and federal officials had disagreed with how much New York State and New Jersey would contribute. The nearly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill signed into law in November will also help foot the bill for the upgraded tunnel. The tunnel portion of the project will cost an estimated $10 billion and includes building a new tunnel next to the existing one, then a years-long shutdown to overhaul the crumbling original one. In October, Amtrak Chairman Anthony Coscia told us waiting for there to be an acute problem was not an option. Infrastructure is inherently unsexy. People can't see the result right away, right? And it's how do you convince people to make a 10-year investment to prevent a problem that might come, right?
Will infrastructure ever be a sexy topic? That I really couldn't comment on. But I have to tell you that people who wait on delayed trains, people who sit in traffic, people who are concerned about the quality of the air we breathe, I think that number has grown to a point where it's a pretty loud audience that I think right now is pounding its fist and saying, we want to see these things get done.